Joyful Blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with a look at week two of the October 2015 celestial timings. And we're going to begin with the, on October 8th, actually, the Venus Moon conjunction that is also going to be very near Regulus. Venus is moving into Virgo on the 8th of October at around 10:29 a.m. But it has been hanging out with Regulus, has been within a few degrees of Regulus for quite some time and will continue to be for the next few weeks as, well, at least till the end of the month. So so the moon will also go into Virgo around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. This is, of course, Pacific time, so you have to adjust for your time zone. And it's going to occult Venus at 1:01 p.m. So right soon after it moves into Virgo, right with Regulus, it's going to occult Venus. Now that means that the moon from some places on the planet will appear to cover and uncover Venus. And so according to the celestial guide, the occultation of Venus is going to be visible in Australia, New Zealand, Melanesia, and Victoria Land. So definitely not in the U.S. where I am. But, you know, if you happen to be in Australia, maybe you'll see that occultation. And the reason that it's not visible here, one of the reasons it's not visible here, is because it's going to be daylight. And so we won't see Venus and maybe won't even see the moon because it is in that tiny crescent moon phase. So this is the second time the moon has caught up to Venus since Venus went direct in September. It marks the second gate or the sixth chakra in the descent story of Inanna. The descent story of Inanna is a literal telling of the Venus cycle, what happens with Venus. And as the moon passes by Venus each month, it represents the passage through another gate into the underworld and is a very deep, powerful initiatory process that, as I've mentioned many times before, the Sumerians were very up on reenacting as a culture. They would reenact the Venus cycle in a ceremonial sense. And so that's what we're doing with the Venus Teleclass series. There's still time to join us. If you are turning a multiple of 8, 16, 24, 32, 40, 48, 56, 64, 72, 80, 88, or 96, between August 22nd of 2015 and March 31st of 2017, then this is a personal Venus cycle for you. This means that you are in a very personal Venus return, and working with this cycle ceremonially can be very helpful. If you have strong Leo in your chart, because that is the overtone for this cycle, this is also a powerful time for you, and one of the main themes of this particular Venus cycle is around the experiences of powerful, compassionate self-love and self-acceptance, self-approval, self-respect. All of these things are necessary to have healthy self-love. So with Venus, with Regulus, the heart of the lion, the heart star of the lion, one of the Bohemian stars, one that's closest to the ecliptic, actually. So Venus is very close to Regulus and the moon, and you can see that in the star maps. It's interesting that this is the third pass of Venus by Regulus, and it will be the last time Venus will pass Regulus three times in this particular retrograde cycle. So it passed once, it actually stationed retrograde with Regulus, then and now it's coming back for its last pass by Regulus. And this Venus is going to, in 2023, will be stationing retrograde near Regulus, but it's going to only make one exact pass. So this is the last time in the process of this particular Venus overtone that Venus is passing Regulus three times in her retrograde. So that won't happen again in our lifetime. which is kind of remarkable. So if you think about it, and I love to think of Regulus as the sort of a key to the Hall of Records, and the Hall of Records, not just a literal Hall of Records, although I'm sure one exists, and some say that it exists within the Sphinx, and that Regulus and the head of the Lion constellation is representative of the Sphinx on Earth. So there's a connection to a literal Hall of Records, but there's also the Hall of Records within our DNA. And so whenever a planet is passing by Regulus, it feels like there's an activation. Venus, the sacred feminine, passing by the Hall of Records, being occulted by the moon at this particular time. And occultations always open doorways and portals to new possibilities. And so we've got that going on. And so the moon is a transmitter, so it's amplifying and transmitting from Regulus as it occults Venus. These three, so very tightly woven together at this Venus gate, is incredibly powerful and definitely worth our time and attention and to tune into ceremonially to have intention and attention upon this timing. So the exact point, as I said, of the occultation is 1:01 p.m., and that will be sort of, we could say, the preciseness of it, but really, for October 7, 8, and 9, we are in the window of this powerful activation. And, we don't have to have the preciseness of that particular time to really be active. And this is the sixth chakra that has to do with perception, how we perceive our reality. And so what is it that's being recalibrated within our perception as the moon occults Venus at the sixth gate? So just something to be conscious of, something to be paying attention to, and also to work with ceremonially in whatever way works for you. This is something we'll definitely be focusing very strongly on in the Venus teleclass. So on October 9th, the moon will then also pass Mars. So it's passing Regulus and Venus, then Mars, they'll all be visible within a 4-degree circular diameter. Actually, Mars, Jupiter, and the Moon, and you can see the star maps that show what it looks like at 5:30 in the morning and what it looks like at 6:30 in the morning, and where the Moon has passed beyond, how it has passed beyond Regulus and Venus by that time. So definitely worth tuning into. And if you're up early and get to see it, it'll be stunning to see in the morning sky. And Mercury then stations direct on October 9th at 7:57 a.m. Or 10:57 a.m. Eastern, and is at 0 degrees Libra, so is aligned with the North Galactic Pole, the place that is... where the equinoxes are now on the North Galactic Pole, Libra, the equinox, and the Aries or spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere is on the South Galactic Pole. And this is something that can only happen every 6,500 years, actually every 13,000 years, where we have equinoxes on the poles. And we have solstices on the galactic crosses. And then 6,500 years from now, it'll be solstices on the poles and equinoxes on the crosses. So it's a really powerful timing to connect with. And as Mercury is stationing direct, it is with the North Node. And the North Node is around 1 degree Libra. It's very close to the station point. So really this is going to be a powerful activation. And Mercury, of course, is the messenger. And something to know is that the North Node can only come to near the zero Libra point every 19 years at the center point of the lunar standstill, as I mentioned in week one. And so, and then Mercury may or may not be retrograde and stationing near this point. So this, because that does happens every 6 and 7 years, so probably won't happen again, at least for 18 years, and probably maybe not even then. So it's pretty powerful. Also, on the 10th of October, we will have Venus square Saturn at around 2 degrees. And this is just an opportunity. And Venus, of course, is in Virgo. Saturn's in Sagittarius. This is energizing new awareness and new possibilities around the sacred patterning of life. What really works in terms of how we engage a sacred relationship with the earth? So those might be some questions. What ways can we engage from a middle world perspective, from, you know, from a practical, useful, and something that actually grows corn or actually gets results way? That is really what it means when Venus is square Saturn. And then on October 11th, the moon is going to enter Libra, crossing the equinox point, that north galactic pole. Will catch up to the north node very shortly after that, and then the moon will catch up to Mercury. So the north catches up to the north node. So the moon is going to enter Libra at 1:45 a.m. It's going to be with the north node at 3:54 a.m. a couple hours later, and then just a few minutes later at 4:12, it's going to be with Mercury, and it's going to occult Mercury. So the second planetary occultation this month, and that's going to happen it'll be visible in South America, the Falkland Islands, and parts of Antarctica. So again, probably not visible in the U.S. where we are, as the moon isn't up yet, for one thing. It's going to be coming up early in the morning, but it'll definitely be worth seeing if it's visible low on the horizon. You're going to have a low horizon line to be able to see that. So again, occultations, speeding up, and it has to do with Mercury, the messenger. So what is being speeded up? What is the essence of our ways of perceiving reality and how we communicate and how we relate, because this is all taking place in Libra, how we relate to one another. So tuning into those messages and what's being accelerated and what we're holding in attention with our intention at that time, in this entire week, really, of the second week. And so as we get to towards the end of that day, it's going to be the exact Jupiter trying to Pluto. And one of the things about Jupiter is it expands, and Pluto is about alchemy. It's about what it takes to transform something from one form to another. I always like to think of the butterfly, the caterpillar turning into the butterfly within the cocoon or the chrysalis. It's an alchemical cauldron. And so Jupiter is expanding that possibility of what's being transformed at this particular time between 13 degrees Virgo and 13 degrees Capricorn, again at that 13 degree mark of the Grand Cross that took place last year. Then on October 12th, we're going to have the new moon in Libra, exact at 5:06 p.m., so 8:06 p.m. Eastern. Of course, the moon will not be visible. We're in the dark of the moon from October 11, 12, and 13. And perhaps the first crescent moon will be visible on the 14th. So this is in the dark of the moon was when the priestesses of the temples would do their most important personal ceremonies. And this is about really tuning into the relationship you have to yourself. What is the most personal sense of that relationship that you have to yourself and to others? So, but first to yourself, because how we relate to ourselves then determines how we relate to others. Ha ha. And if you're having problems in your personal relationships with others, then the place to look is not at them, because you can't fix them, but the place to look at is with yourself. And what is it that you're needing to have awareness around? What are the messages that are coming in for you at this time at the Libra new moon? We've had the North Node in Libra. We have the Moon in Libra. We have Mercury in Libra. We have the Sun in Libra. We have all this Libra focus right now, and that will continue for another week at least, with the Sun being in Libra and Mercury being in Libra, and of course the nodes will be in Libra until I think sometime next month. In fact, I might just look that up. Anyway, so then on October 13th, the moon is going to pass by Spica. That's at 24 degrees Libra. So that's a important point to also be connected to, another Bahamian star, one of the magical stars. And this month we will have Mercury with Spiker from October 23rd actually to November 2nd, and it'll be exact on October 29th. Then we're going to have the Sun with Spiker, is always with Spiker every year from October 8th to the 23rd, and it's exact on October 17th. And then next month, Venus and Mars are going to pass by Spica. So we're just really getting a lot of activation of this very important star right now. And this is a star that can bring what's in our superconscious, collective conscious, unconscious into our waking conscious. And it's also a star that's known for enhanced lucid dreaming states and psychic abilities. So if you're connected to this particular star, you may find that as these planets are passing by, that'll be enhanced for you. Also on the 13th, the Sun is going to be opposite Uranus, and Uranus is retrograde. So when Uranus is retrograde, you are always going to have an opposition to the Sun, and this will mark the center point of the retrograde process. Any of the outer planets, when they're retrograde, when they're opposite the Sun, they're always retrograde, and it marks the center point of that retrograde process. So one of the things we can think about when we think about Uranus is it loves to shake things up in unexpected ways, in ways that we're not imagining, in ways that we weren't planning. And of course, that's one of the reasons it shakes us up, because it's different than what we were imagining, or maybe things happen in a way that we just couldn't have imagined. So this is really about trusting the process and going with the flow of what's happening, and trusting that it's going to take us where we really need to go, because it is part of great mystery that is unfolding at this particular time. So then we'll on Monday, October 14th, Mars is going to be trine Pluto, similar to how Jupiter was trine Pluto earlier. And so we so it's just something worth tuning into and feeling into how Pluto is helping to inform Mars in its current journey. This is again happening in that 13 degree range. Mars is at 13 Virgo, Pluto at 13 Capricorn. And so another point of alchemy for the sacred masculine to transform, particularly around ways that the masculine relates to self. And what is the sacred relationship of the masculine with self and then with others? And so we're not just talking about men, we're talking about the emerging masculine identity for men, as well as the inner masculine connection for women. So we can all benefit from tuning into this and realizing that our relationship to the masculine, whether we're women or men, to whatever that is for us and how we're expressing that within ourselves, is important. And Pluto's there to help transform that at this time.